Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Psalm 62 is in two main parts, verses 1 to 4 and 5 to 10, with a short conclusion, verses 11 and 12. Part 1 begins with a statement regarding trust in a thoroughly trustworthy God, verses 1 to 2, followed by a portrait of those causing trouble, verses 3 and 4. Part 2 follows the first Selah. There is an almost identical description of God, verses 5 to 8, and another portrait of man without God, verses 9 to 10. His conclusion matches the pattern. Quote, God has spoken once, twice I have heard this, verse 11. The psalm is both realistic and optimistic. Realistic, because there are always those ready to, quote, attack a man, verse 3. They, quote, consult to cast him down from his high position. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly, verse 4. They are dangerous, deceptive, and devious. It's only a matter of time until they collapse under the weight of their own wickedness, quote, like a leaning wall and a tottering fence, verse 3. But optimistic? And the Lord is entirely dependable, like a rock-solid, quote, defense, verse 2, meaning a high tower or fortress. There's another portrait of ungodly men in the second half, verses 9 and 10. Now notice the two confessions of faith. Quote, truly my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. Verses 1 and 2. Quote, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. Verses 5 and 6. See the three key differences? The first is a statement of fact. The second, a deep desire. Then salvation, Yeshua, becomes expectation. Verses 1 and 6. Looking back to the cross and ahead to the glory, all is bright. Third, after he says he wouldn't be greatly moved, verse 2, he saw there's no need to be moved at all, verse 6.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.